Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Please share far and wide. Reminder, please stay active in areas of your choice. We need to support Donald Trump's agenda. He can't do it without us. We don't want to end up back in 2020. And we have some interesting news. Good news. But not news to get overly excited about this year, but it's a move in the right direction. We're going to cover that with you here on the Common Sense Show. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter, which you can go to at thecommonsenseshow.com. Upper right-hand corner, click on the link for the newsletter, put in your email, and you'll receive an update of everything that we do in the previous 24 hours, conveniently delivered to your email box. People love it because it's one-stop shopping. Join over 50,000 people who are engaged in this time-saving and information-giving endeavor. TheCommonSenseShow.com, upper right-hand corner. Click the newsletter link, put in your email, and join us. Well, we have interesting sponsor here, and I want to call attention to this special again. It's in effect now for a short time. What we are talking about here is the Magic Dicol Starter Pack. 15% off right now. And you can see what this consists of. Three nanosoma sprays, which I attribute to restoring my health 10 years, 10 months ago. And then, of course, the gel I rub on my joints, and I don't have any inflammation like I've had for the last 25 years. It also is good for treating cuts and abrasions. And then, of course, the vanity cream, the face cream, which is really good. People swear by it, say their fine lines and wrinkles start to disappear. You get all that 15% off the Magic Dicol Starter Pack. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, I have interesting news. It's good, but don't get too excited. Along pretty much party lines, RFK Jr.'s nomination in the Senate Finance Committee has advanced his candidacy to approve nomination for HHS Secretary, and this now goes to the floor of the Senate. Now, Fox News is projecting that RFK Jr. will be confirmed by a 53 to 47 vote. I'm not so sure, and I don't trust Fox News. Although there's some good people at Fox News. But anybody that has BlackRock as their major asset manager, in my book, can't be trusted. So, what are we going to do? I'm going to implore you, and I'm going to be putting names out over the next couple of days. Contact these Rhino Republicans and tell them you'll join Nicole Shanahan's efforts by contributing to her fund that she has promised to unelect in the primary any Rhino senators who do not approve the nomination of RFK Jr. This is really important. Let's be preemptive. And I'm going to reach out here and see if I can't join forces with her if RFK Jr.'s nomination's not approved. If it is, we can set this by the wayside. But we owe it to ourselves and our kids. Chronic illness, all-time high, lowest lifespan in the first world developed countries, but we're paying 10 times more. We're a captured operation when it comes to healthcare. Big pharma absolutely stinks, and they need to be reined in. And I was just on a radio show with John Moore, and people calling in saying, "Hey, we're watching the hearing and the vote, and the Democrats look scared." Yeah, they're afraid they're going to be taken off the big pharma gravy train for millions of dollars if they don't get J. Or excuse me, RFK Jr. derailed in his nomination. It's all about politics and money, people. We need to counter it. Please do your part. Don't forget to check out our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv. We have Hips, Hiding in Plain Sight series about such things like, oh, the mystery of the pyramids. Is time travel possible? What about historical events that have been altered? What about mysteries of the mind? We cover that all, plus our geopolitics that we always do, as well as our interviews. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv and sign up today.